Barracuda.com.
Today is going to be a good day for lots and lots and lots of people. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Go to DougSteffen.com if you want to watch what's going on. We finally have some video.
Yeah, and you're looking good, Dougie.
Boobcast the program from the studios of the CRN Digital facility in lovely Sunland, California. There's no sun yet.
Doug's sitting in an actual studio.
Actual studio.
A real one.
It's not a virtual studio. It's a real studio. Time to pay homage to one of my favorite groups, the FFA. But you know what the FFA is?
Future Farmers of America.
I was going to say.
Future Fighters of America.
Future Fighters.
Future Flyers of America. Future Phonies of America. That's where the
I'll tell you what it is. It's the Future Foxes of America.
I like those foxes.
Women.
I know the FFA women. Because I listen to country music, and it's mentioned quite often in country music.
Yeah, well, the Future Farmers of America have National FFA Week going on this week, so I thought it would be appropriate for us to spend a minute just thinking about all of the good things, even though only 2% of our country is involved in the agriculture, which provides us with our food, that which we don't get by getting the poison crap that we get out of China.
Doug!
What? Jennifer?
I'm a future farmer.
How's that?
I just planted basil.
And you're going to harvest it later on this year, right?
And feed the masses.
Perfect.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting.
Okay, sorry. Back to you.
The infinite potential is what the Future Farmers of America underscore. Future of our agricultural business in this country, future of the family farms, is dependent on you and what you know. Again, back to education. What do you know about where your food comes from? What do you know about who produces it? What do you know about what they know? And so when you look at all of the people around the country who are celebrating, it doesn't make a difference. Most of the agricultural states certainly highlight this, and a lot of the other states that are not particularly agricultural don't have a fix on it. I remember being a member of Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts when I was a kid. I belonged to the Future Farmers of America when I was a kid. And by the way, in the town I grew up in, there are two farmers in my town, and that's it.
I was the only member when I was a kid.
Yeah, I had to go to another town. There's a difference between the FFA and the 4-H.
4-H is horses.
4-H is no. Well, 4-H, no, not necessarily horses.
Yeah, isn't it?
No. Huh. There's a clover. What you would find interesting, and this is a question I want to ask people, 800-510-8255. The four-leaf clover, look at them, I'm drawing this for the people who are watching. The four-leaf clover.
Yeah, that helps
me. You like that?
Greatly, yeah.
Four-leaf clover stands for what? Member of the 4-H Club. What are the 4-H's? 800-510-8255. I'm stumping both Jennifer and Richie, I'm sure, although Richie will run to his computer. No, it hasn't got anything to do with heifers. All right. Try it out for size, Rich. 800-510-8255. A little early for the 2020 quiz, but let's work at it anyway. All right. Now, I'm not going to spend time in this hour talking about what's going on in Wisconsin or other states and what's going on in America. Although there is one thing. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm pulling myself away from wanting to go down that street. There'll be plenty of time to talk about it later.
I'll give you a clue on the 4-H thing.
Yeah, Richie.
When you were a little kid, you did that thing where you said head, shoulders, knees, toes. Mm. Kind of in the
head,
same.
Shoulders, dandruff.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
All right, so that gives you a little bit of a
4-H thing.
800-510-8255. With regard to agriculture, why is it that people do the crazy things they do? Earlier this week, a fellow was arrested for poisoning oak trees near the campus of Auburn University in Alabama. Here's this old guy apparently applying herbicide to these oak trees that are 130, 140 or more years old. And this is one of the things, if you know anything about Auburn University, these trees are a big part of the history there. Anytime you read anything or hear anything about Auburn, there's a whole big thing on these beautiful, big, old trees that are there. And this guy decided he was going to, he didn't like what was going on. So he called a Birmingham radio station and said, I'm going to do this. And they all thought he was crazy. And in fact, he is crazy. And he did go do it. So now they're trying to figure out how to save the trees. But this guy was protesting something that went on the campus. But nobody, you know, seems to be able to figure out what. Just some kooky guy who wanted to make a statement. And that's one of the problems that we have today. There are a lot of people who have legitimate things, the complaining that goes on, the protesting that goes on, all that stuff. It's important. But for a guy to be upset about some, this is the, I don't know, it's kind of stupidity that it's, there are people who are upset apparently in the Auburn campus about some things that are going on in the athletic department. I don't know that this was tied to that. But, you know, again, back to something that's becoming a familiar theme, athletics and the role that it plays in our lives, whether it be high school or college or beyond in adulthood. Can you get that upset? Can you be that driven to destruction because you don't like what happened when the football team played school X? How do you get that passionate? Somebody help me with that. I don't understand it. I get passionate about some things. Why do you get passionate about football? Why do you get a high school or a college football game? Or even a pro football
team,
game? How do you get
love,
that upset?
I'm not even going to have this debate with you.
Yeah,
because
I mean, I'm not going to argue it with you, but I will tell you what makes me a Dodger fan, okay? Uh-huh. It is a connection to my family's history. It's a connection to my grandfather because we used to go to games together.
Yeah.
It is,
so if they lose, then you want to, is there something you want to blow up or... You want to
no, but I get upset if they
down.
Lose, especially if yeah. it's like a big
But do you
game?
Get upset enough to want to kill something
no,
or somebody?
No, that's the extreme in every group. Not every fan is going to blow something up.
Right.
It's just like extreme anybody, you know? It's an extremist personality.
Yes, that's true.
But, I mean, it's a connection to the family. It's a connection to your hometown. It's a way for you to be a part of the group mentality. It's fun to be a part of something
right.
where everybody's
well, it may be
with
fun,
you.
Yeah, to a point, but this is
you all
fun.
Root for something. You pull for something together.
Something together.
You have good times and bad, Doug. There are ups and downs.
It's a place to drink beer and eat hot dogs.
I have. That's right. Well, listen, I'm happy to have ups and downs because it's good for your system, but I don't have the urge if something goes wrong to blow up a building. Or cut down some trees, or kill something.
There's sickos everywhere, and it doesn't. They don't have to be attached to any sports. They can be attached to John Lennon.
Speaking of sickos, American Idol in the focus last night. We'll have some of the results there. We also have a lot of other television news. Larry King. Who saw Larry King on last night with Piers Morgan?
I did not.
No. Nope.
Anybody see that?
Cleveland, no.
No. Altoona, no.
No.
Altoona missed it. Everyone missed it.
I'm just looking at some of the things that I'm getting tired. I'm tired of Charlie Sheen, tired of Justin Bieber, tired of Paris Hilton, tired of, what's her face?
Christina
Aguilera.
Lohan. Yeah, those four shows that follow entertainment, every one of them had shots of Lindsay Lohan going into court yesterday with a low cut.
Can I tell you my
making
favorite
a big
moment
deal
yesterday?
Out of it. What?
Okay, so in L.A., I don't know if it's like this everywhere else, but L.A. is like this weird microcosm where this is breaking news now.
Oh,
Lindsay Lohan, breaking news.
What
Lohan,
is she wearing
arrival
court?
In court. Yeah. Yeah. So they break away on the morning news while I was getting dressed yesterday, and they show her pulling up to the court building, and, you know, the reporter's out there, and she's getting ready to cover it. The next thing you know, she almost gets bumped because she's talking about Lindsay Lohan's expected to arrive. She arrived so fast that Lindsay actually sprinted up behind her, almost knocked her over, and they didn't get the shot at all.
Yeah. That's great.
We keep a bunch of the news channels on here all day, and MSNBC had continuing coverage. So they were like, well, she was supposed to be here at 32 past the hour, or at 30
she
past the hour, but she didn't get here until 32. So
it's
now
so
we're
stupid.
Trying to determine whether she was the
it's
one who actually caused
stupid.
Being like, oh, no, we just found out that the judge actually pushed back the court date.
We've just
the court
been told.
Time,
our sources have just told us.
And you're just like,
we've just
really?
Been informed.
Are we really listening to this?
Yeah. I'm not. Although I did kind of look at the... black sweater she was wearing. captured my attention for a
moment. She needs to wear a suit. Somebody needs to talk to her about her presentation.
She needs to go back to jail for
nobody
a while.
Can talk. Yeah, she needs to go back to jail for like 20 years.
I mean, she looked hot in that white dress the last time she went to court, but come on.
Yeah. She's okay. Dirty.
Yeah, she's dirty. Ain't her, but she used to be so cute when she was younger. So very cute
all,
before
man.
She got off.
Yeah.
You're still cute, Rich. 800-510-8255. Back to what the four H's mean in a matter of moments here on Good Day. It's 16 after the hour.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Elaine is in Englewood, Florida. Whereabouts would you be? What's Englewood close to, Elaine?
It's near Sarasota, Fort Myers.
Okay.
South
left hand.
Area.
Yeah, all right. The west coast,
side.
If you will. Yeah. Okay, so what are the four elements of the four H?
They're the head, heart, health, and hands.
Yes, they are. Were you a 4-H person when you were younger?
Oh, I heard a lot about it. A lot of my friends were, but I was not.
Hey,
I lived on a farm, though. Yeah.
You did grow up on a farm? Good for
right.
you. Yep. Heart, head, health, and hands. And think about how they all go together and how, as you grow... The influences that you have from all of those things is very appropriate, and the 4-H clubs should be encouraged, as should the Future Farmers of America. Thank you, Elaine. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. 21 after on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Chuck is in Seattle. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story. Hold on, man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck, to the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yes, that's right, see? Condoms. Everybody needs a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Exactly.
You know who that thing do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
American Idol on last night. I know many of you were glued to watch Larry King and Piers Morgan theoretically go at it, but American Idol had a lot of, drama. The performances are what I always want to focus on, and maybe we'll get a little J-Lo before we're done, time allowing us to do that. First, Stefano and James performed.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it wouldn't last.
Nobody, Rich, you didn't see this walking through the living room?
I did not. Although I will tell you, my wife, we were talking about it the other day, and she says she actually likes this season better.
I might, too, actually.
Than last. Yeah. She really likes Steven Tyler. She thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And thinks that the judges
did
are better.
Did you talk to her about my theory with Steven Tyler is smoking? What'd she say about that?
I don't care.
She doesn't care?
She doesn't care.
Ah, too bad. All right, so that's Stefano and James.
She doesn't make it personal.
Performing. No, I understand. Here are Pia Toscano and Karen Rodriguez. This is the Hispanic performance last night, apparently, right?
I'm in love.
Italian.
Pretty good. This is, that was tacky.
I'm in love.
Did you say I was tacky or this is tacky?
No, I said it's Italian. Oh, Toscano.
Rodriguez? No,
and
Toscano
yes, you
can
are,
be Hispanic.
You are very tacky.
Well, we're at it.
You're one of the tackiest people I know.
Thank you very much. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Janet says that the singing, she cannot decide who she likes because there are so many good singers on this.
All right. So
the talent is amazing.
Good talent this year. All right, so they're culling it down. Tim Halperin and Julie Zerilia now performing. I already don't like it.
She moves.
No.
Let's
hear her.
Love him.
Attacks me like no. So obviously it's Beatles night.
Yeah, good, Rich.
Picked up on that.
Hey.
You don't like that?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
All right. Let's keep going. Jerome Lakeisha, is that how you pronounce it? Lakeisha?
Lakeisha, I guess. Jerome, Lakeisha, and Tanisha.
We're having to American names like Bill and Frank.
Look at you, you racist.
Frank, I'm a racist.
You racist.
That's me, Mr. Racist. I like this. It's all right. It's got some voice to her. So we don't like them.
Nah.
Here is a Paul. Here are Paul and Kendra performing. Paul McDonald, Kendra.
Yeah. This might be a
Paul. I like this.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. I take these sucker eyes and learn to see.
I like her better than him.
Yeah, me too.
How'd they decide on pairing them up? How'd they get these people together?
I think they kind of pair each other up.
Really?
They just kind of say, hey, you want to sing with me?
So did the boyfriend and girlfriend, former boyfriend and girlfriend, they're both gone now?
Gone. Broken up. Both girls remain.
Oh, the girls are there.
Mm-hmm.
Not there. All right, okay. So that's a little bit of what happened, a little of the action from American Idol last night. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix has finalized a deal that will allow them to offer streaming content licensed by CBS. Netflix now serves content from all four broadcast networks. In other news, Google is providing $2.7 million in grants for digital journalism initiatives. The fund will foster breakthrough ideas that Google hopes will revolutionize digital news access worldwide. The International Press Institute is overseeing the initiative and is accepting proposals until June 1st. And finally, Vietnam is enforcing a curfew that restricts people from playing online video games between 10 p.m. and 8 p.m. The country is having a problem with video game addiction and is asking ISPs to block game access starting March 3rd. Does a government have the right to decide what's in the people's best interest? In Vietnam, they do. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The Average White Band.
That's us.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm at the controls of my own studio here in Los Angeles. It's great. Look at it. It's a real radio studio.
Well, you can look at it.
If you go, wait a minute. I can't see my picture in the screen. But you can see it, Rich. You're right. I'm okay.
You're there.
All right. Okay. Jennifer Horn. Is here. She's not on room, the screen.
The chat room says, settle down, Doug.
Why? What's the problem?
He's panicking. They see your arms flying all over the place.
I saw the Good Day program is on the air 34 after the hour. And our focus is, as usual, what's going on that's important in the world. Question. Is it a good idea to take money away from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and National Public Radio? Past weekend, the House voted to defund NPR. Bill goes to the Senate. It'll not get passed in the Senate, and the president wouldn't sign it anyway. So it's just, but it's one of those things.
Didn't he make a statement? I remember hearing on the news recently that he said something, or somebody in the White House or said something about PBS and NPR being, in the sights or something. And I was shocked. Yeah. I was taken back.
You know what?
Now, whether they'd actually go through with it.
Well, but it's misrepresented as usual. The government of the United States, through your tax dollars, invests about $460 million a year in the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and, to a lesser extent, NPR. They don't need the money. It's one of those symbolic things. The begathons they have on all of the stations provide them with more than enough money to run the ship of state.
Selling Barney toys and videos.
Whatever it is that they do on their own. They make a lot of money. They don't have to pay taxes on it because they're 501c3s. And it's a pretty disingenuous or genuine way.
It's a nice racket, man. I'd love to have
it. It is. It's
that.
A racket. I told you the story, and this is why I support defunding both of them, because of what most people don't know. You're not in the same business I am, so I'll tell you the story, and you can draw your own conclusion. About 9 years ago, I went to the folks at NPR. I'm trying to remember the guy who was running it at the time. I don't remember his name, but I remember what he said to me. I'm not a member of the club. So I'd gone to them to suggest that we get some money, or if we found some money, could we do a program on NPR that was based on my countdown show, which I do for commercial radio stations every day and on the weekend. It's a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the issues of the day, just the exact opposite of how we conduct ourselves from 6 to 10 East Coast time. This is a program that's sort of potpourri about what we think is important, and we skew it toward women's issues, that sort of thing. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what I'm doing here. And so then these 2 hours that I devote to counting down, like a music countdown, a survey of the hot music, we do the hot hits and talk radio. And so I wanted to do that with an emphasis on, because the public stations do extraordinarily well in the ratings. And they have their own sort of way, it's left of center, of dealing with the issues. So I wanted to do a countdown exclusively for NPR stations. The guy says to me, you will never, ever get a program produced on any public broadcasting facility because you, my friend, that's how he said it. He looks me straight in the eye with a straight face. You, my friend, are not a member of the club. So being a member of the club means that I fall for this foolishness, this hocus pocus about how they need to have federal money. And so here's the best example I can come up with why you ought to support this, and you tell your congressman and senator to defund the NPR and CPBQRSD of the world. When I went to them, they asked me for a ledger. How much would it cost to produce these programs? So I know how much it costs us to produce this program. And by the way, it's a pretty complicated program. As a matter of fact, there are many in terms of Good Day with the number of people on the air and how we do this. This is the most probably complicated morning radio program ever been produced in this country.
Yeah, and we do it on the cheap, man.
Yeah,
compared to what those guys
right.
do.
So I can produce a program like this all day long for $600-$700 an hour. All day long. Without, I'm talking about putting it together and paying the various people that are part of doing it. $600-$700 an hour.
Sat time, blah, blah, blah.
All right. Yeah, the time for satellites, the studios, and all that other stuff. Guys like Rich. All right. Dime a dozen.
But which is cheap. Right, yeah, I am cheap.
A dime a dozen.
Yeah. I can be replaced
for a dime.
Yeah. Right, right.
Easily.
So, anyway, but I'm not being facetious. $600-$700 an hour. Even if we stretched it, let's say it's $1,000 an hour for easy calculations, all right? $1,000 an hour. Their average cost of producing a show, and listen to the end of the shows that you like Click and Clack, or like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or the news, any of the stuff that they do, they have a list of producers and phone screener. I mean, you listen, they have 6, 7, 8 people that they credit at the end of every hour. It costs them almost $6,000 an hour to produce most of the programming that's on the NPR radio stations. And I can do it for $1,000. So I said to the guy, I want to do this, and this is what it's going to cost, and this is what I need to do it. He laughed at me. Oh, no, we can't do it that way. We have to have all these other. The point is, I'm a radio guy. I know how to do this. If there's nothing else in the world I know how to do, I know how to do this. And to believe these jamokes trying to convince me that I don't know what I'm doing after decades of having produced radio programs, have my own company, know what it costs me to do it. I was listening to Dave Ramsey yesterday talking to a woman, and this is a great correlative example of how you figure out how to run a business. Lady called from, I think she was in Omaha, and she had a problem because her husband, they were farmers, lived on a farm, they'd started a diesel repair shop, and they weren't making any money. So right away I'm thinking to myself, they're not charging enough per hour for what they're doing. All right, so it takes him 4 or 5 minutes to get there, but that's the same conclusion that he draws. They're charging $50 an hour, and you can't run a diesel shop if you have tools and all the things for $50 an hour. And so that's the bottom line. The reason I tell you that is because right away I knew how much because of the farm it cost me to run a diesel shop on the farm. I also know, because I've been doing it for years, I also know how to price producing a radio program. So for them to tell me at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that I didn't know what I was doing or I didn't understand, that's true. What I didn't understand when I walked through the door is how much of a club it is and how they're all feathering each other's nest. Remember the old feather bedding on the railroads?
Yep.
Which is the same stuff we're all complaining about now with the municipal unions and the state unions and federal unions, all feather bedding. That's what they do at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So Mrs. Clinton, God bless her, when she came on, oh, they're going to take Barney away. Oh, my God, no. They're going to take Barney away. Nobody's taking Barney anyplace. Barney's making too much dough. And by the way, it's the same as when the government does anything else. The government pays to get things done. Like, how much stuff has come out of the NASA program? They just give what they learn to these companies like Tang, and they make all the money, and the taxpayer makes nothing, right? I mean, the same is true, all the government research that's done. Well, there are programs that are created at NPR, like Sesame Street at the Children's Television Workshop, and Barney, and how many more can you come up with, the Masterpiece Theater, where there is serious identification outside of the program where they make lots of dough, tons of money. Taxpayer gets zippo, nothing. So why do we give them what they don't need? We need it, they don't. But yet the hacks up on the hill will tell you, oh, no, we got to support public broadcasting. Most people don't have the experience or knowledge to know what goes on, so they say, oh, yes, oh, my God, we can't take Barney away. Oh, no.
Save the dinosaur. Oh.
Yeah. Wait. Shoot the dinosaur.
All right.
I love you.
You're like, yeah. You that's right. Let's sing. I love you and you love me.
I only know the bad version.
We'll all have a family. What's the bad version?
Barney gave me.
No, stop.
Yeah. that's the bad
Barney's
version.
Barney's not going to give it to anybody anymore. Yeah. He's just been put out of his misery. Okay. So we have, what do we have there? We got Jennifer Lopez breaking down on American Idol. She doesn't want to do this anymore. What is it that she's saying?
She's
she
doesn't want to, sensitive.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do what anymore? We'll find out in a moment here. Jennifer goes through the television news of the day here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
So the Doug Stephan Good Day program on the air, 14 before the hour, Jennifer Lopez broke down on American Idol last night. Now, remember, all this stuff is that she found out about Barney. I think that's
I can't take
really
all these
exciting.
Checks. Yeah.
My purse is so heavy.
What am I going to do with all this money?
All right. So apparently Chris Medina did not make the final 24. And then Jennifer broke down after she told Chris he was going to hit the road. Here it is.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but we're not going to put you through on this time.
Okay. Okay. Wait, I don't want you to go yet because I was outvoted here. I wanted to put you through because I honestly believe you have one of the best voices and you belong in the top 24. But when we look at everybody else, I feel like Randy said something that really hit home. You're 17 years old. Yeah. In a year or two, I feel like, honestly, Holly, you could come back and win. Win the whole thing.
Yeah. That's not the right cut, Rich.
Where does she say I can't take this anymore? I thought it was that one. What number was it?
2446.
That was,
I just don't want to tell him no vitamins. It's hard for me to tell him. No, I do.
You did it. Listen, you did the best way possible. And I think we were really real and we were really honest with him. And I think it hurts us all, you know what I mean?
Like I said, I just don't feel like I told him in the right way. I don't
want to. No, you did it. Maybe you did.
I don't want to tell him no.
No, you so did.
This is about the guy who's
you said the just right perfect
girlfriend
words.
In a wheelchair.
He's
really
good. He's beautiful. You were great in that moment.
But I felt so bad.
No.
Hey, Randy.
Okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Randy doing the soft shoulder. Come on, I'll make you feel
I told her that means she doesn't want to do what anymore?
Judge and ask people.
One year.
She doesn't
want to
tell people no.
Yeah.
Bring
You'll
back
that.
Are you kidding? This is all a play. Cameras. Did you see how well they were mic'd
Wasn't
up?
It,
how
good
they
are. Come Richie's on now. The big cynic. I used to be the big cynic. All right.
Don't be a
the
sucker.
Ratings results are in after Keith Olbermann departed from MSNBC.
Yeah.
Lawrence O'Donnell has the last word. The last word is your ratings suck, pal. Down 24%.
Yeah.
Yes.
From
no kidding. Where they were before. They've lost a quarter of the audience. Rachel Maddow does... okay, here's about the same. Big Eddie is all right, but O'Donnell. That's why they're going to bring Alex Baldwin, and you wait and see.
That would be good.
Alex Baldwin. Him too. Alec Baldwin gets the call. Meanwhile, let's see what's going on here.
Speaking of other crazy liberals.
Yes, please.
Rosie O'Donnell's in the news. You know, she just broke up with her girlfriend. And they had 10 kids together, by the way. But Oprah and Rosie are in kind of a little war because Oprah has hired Rosie to host her own TV show.
Oh, why did she do that?
Oprah wanted it to be kind of a lighthearted show the way the Rosie O'Donnell show used to be.
No,
and Rosie wants to be more political.
Right,
and
of course.
Yeah, so the two of them are already fighting over who is going to be hired for
the reason they're
producer.
Fighting is because Rosie broke up with her girlfriend.
Why can't Rosie learn from Ellen? Ellen
yeah,
is like, you know what? Here's my niche. Here's where it works for me. And she's brilliant.
Because Rosie is very likable when she's not on
her
soapbox.
Right, when she's not on her soapbox.
Yeah.
All right. 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on Purina cat products. Get 30 cans of Fancy Feast cat food for just $15. Save $2 on Frisky's cat food in 16-pound bags. And save $2 on Tidy Cat's litter in 35-pound pails. Don't miss these great deals at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends February 27th. Excludes Fancy Feast Elegant Medleys.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Now to expose the world one more time to Tom Kreitler, and if you're interested in his exposure, folks, take it from me, better with his clothes on.
How would you know?
The money back, I heard Leslie told me.
Trying to back you out of that one.
Yeah. Okay, so Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Radio Program, here to answer your questions. You can always call him in at 800-510-8255. You can email him to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com, or Tom at MoneyPit.com. Deborah in New York wants, let's see, what has she got here? We just bought a house.
Good.
We'd like to paint the walls and finish the wood floors before we move in. What do you advise to do first?
Ah.
The floor guy says that he should do his work first. The painter says the painting ought to go first. The floor guy goes first because that's the biggest mess.
Well,
agree.
The painter, and the floor guy are just competing to see who gets paid first.
Ah, that's
what's going on there.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I know. Actually, I disagree. I think I think I would do the walls first.
Yeah.
But there's
no sanding or prepping the floor required.
Sure, of course, there's sanding.
Well, then you're going to make that big. That dust gets everywhere.
No, it doesn't stick to the walls that much.
Everywhere.
I mean, if you do the walls first, because there's going to be a lot of prep for the walls, there can be a lot of stuff that drops on the floor. You have ladders that are going to be banging all over the floor while the painting's going on. I would do all the painting first, and then I would do the floors last. Sure, there is going to be some sanding to clean up, but that'll be the extent of it. That plus any, you know, nicks in the walls caused by the guys bumping into them. But you just cover that with touch-up. You'll still have plenty of paint there. I would definitely follow the flow of gravity in this case, Deborah.
All right. I'm going to, this is equal time. I'm the host of the program. Tom is a visitor.
He's and then co-host Tom,
co-host. I'm, because of, maybe that the way the floors or what they're going to ultimately do with the floors is different.
Right.
When I put the addition onto my house and decided I was going to go through every floor and take the finish off that was a dark stain
right.
and put on a clear coat of polyurethane, yada, yada, because I love that natural look.
Right.
I did it in one room, and it made the most god-awful mess.
Oh, yeah.
And we put plastic over the walls, taped everything in the windows. It didn't make any difference. That stuff got through every crack, every hole. The dust was everywhere in the house. Cost me $1,200 to clean that dust out of the house. So,
well, let me give you a tip on that.
Where were you when I needed it before? That was what I wanted.
The secret is depressurization, and the way you achieve that is if you're working in a room and there is going to be a lot of dust, close off everything except for two sections, like a window or a door.
Yeah.
Then you put a fan in the one that points to the outside facing out so that you are now drawing air out of that room. You leave the one that is on towards the inside of the house open. So now you have some intake and you have some exhaust, and you create this flow so that any dust that gets in the air, most of it's going to be thrown right outside because you're controlling the airflow.
Yeah.
See, sometimes in a big house, if it happens to reverse in that all of the dust wants to escape the room because the pressure is lower outside and it's trying to balance in the other parts of the house, then it could easily get carted throughout the house. But if you just sort of mechanically control that airflow that way.
I did that when we painted our kitchen, Tom. Uh-huh. We painted our cabinets white.
Yes.
So we used a sprayer.
Right.
So I had the fan going out the screen of the sliding glass doors.
And the screen turned white?
It worked, but yeah, the screen turned white.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
But actually, that makes sense. But, all right. Yeah. I yield to the gentleman from New Jersey.
Okay.
That makes sense.
My quickie.
Yes,
Tom,
no.
I have tile floors in my entryway, which is a small, like, you know, 4x4 kind
right.
of thing. I have tile in the upstairs bathrooms, the downstairs bathroom, and I'm going to tile the kitchen.
Right.
Is it a rule to try and make all of your tiles kind of similar or alike, or can you do different tile in every section and it doesn't matter?
You can do different tiles in every section.
Okay.
It's not that people are going to compare, hey, Rich, I noticed that the bathroom tiles
don't
match the foyer tile. No, I'm just
talking about the flow of the design
or something
like that. I mean, because I know what a great design...
It should just match the area that surrounds it.
Okay.
You know, that space should be designed to...
I got
to
go pick out tile
also
for the
adjoining
upstairs
spaces,
bathroom.
But if they're separate rooms, I wouldn't worry about that
okay.
at all.
Okay.
All right. Mary wants to know, she said she's remodeling her laundry room, which is also their guest half bath.
Assuring that the guests cannot possibly stay too long.
No, right, exactly. We like those things. I got laminate wood flooring. Is that safe under a washing machine?
Well, laminate wood flooring is an oxymoron. It's not laminate wood flooring. It's laminate. It's plastic flooring with a wood design.
Right.
And, yes, it is safe under a washing machine. You know, sometimes if you have washing machines that tend to walk a lot, you can put these vibration dampers that they sell under it, and that stops that completely.
Yeah. You know what? Washing machines that walk a lot need a bigger leash. Make sure.
That, too.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah,
yes.
You better catch it.
I didn't see that one coming. That was good reason.
That was very nice. You have Tom Prince Albert in a can.
Yeah.
Better let him out.
Okay, all right. Stop it, will you please? Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit here.